Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Friday afternoon, ready for a big weekend here. Let's go ahead and waste no time, jump into the top three important things we're going to tell you about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, after more than 8 years and $3 million later, Mariners Landing and Gulf Breeze officially back open. The park under the 3 Mile Bridge was closed in 2017. Using the new features at the park will cost you if you are not a Gulf Breeze resident. You have to pay for parking, in other words. While the park is open, it is still a work in progress. The seawall is still under construction. The city is also working to add a kayak launch, artwork, and additional landscaping.
And if you plan to blow up fireworks in the city of Pensacola this 4th of July, don't! Pensacola Ordinance 14368 confirms it is unlawful to explode fireworks unless the controlled explosions are performed under the control of the city. If you live outside of the city of Pensacola, then launching fireworks is legal. You just need to be careful of existing noise ordinances. If your neighbors complain, you might get a visit from local law enforcement.
Hello.
I thought you were saying, knock on wood, hope that doesn't happen. No. But no, you're talking.
I do say that as well.
You're doing a police impression.
Yeah.
There. Come on, we're coming in.
Third story, and they will. Tropical disturbance in the northwestern Caribbean Sea popped up Thursday night. The area of disorganized showers expected to move into the Bay of Campeche tomorrow, where an area of low pressure could form. They're not too optimistic about that, but it could. National Hurricane Center forecasters confirming just hours ago, tropical development over the Gulf is unfavorable for the next 7 days.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, police in Atmore have now arrested 4 more people for the double shooting following an illegal car race on Tuesday. Police say the Atmore PD SWAT team arrested 18-year-old Timothy Sanders, 19-year-old Karheem McKenzie, 20-year-old Xavier Bradley, and 1 juvenile male last night. This is in addition to 2 arrests made earlier this week, 22-year-olds Javarius Watkins and Tyler Hall.
It is 5:15. Austin Price, looking at our weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you for reminding me. We'll get a couple of local stories in just a moment for you. But first, let's see what we got here on the roads. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. We also have some issues on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Highway 87. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, going to be sitting at around 84 degrees, low of 76 tonight with some rainfall chances that will linger around, not just during your weekend, but into your next work week. Highs for the next several days sitting at just around 90 degrees.
Okay, a vote in Washington could have a limited impact on organizations who feed the hungry locally. The budget bill vote in the Senate today includes cuts to SNAP funding. Lawmakers say it's another move on government efficiency, feeding the Gulf Coast CEO, Michael Ledger.
We're in an environment in which hunger rates are rising and we're talking about making these cuts. It seems very counterintuitive.
Well, an estimated 80,000 people in the panhandle get SNAP benefits. MANA's D.D. Flaunlacker says they've already seen a dramatic drop in food donations, and cuts to SNAP would make matters worse.
We've got right now about 150,000 pounds of food on our warehouse floor. And that sounds like a lot of food. It's not, because we give out about 60,000 to 70,000 pounds a month.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
And Florida Senator Rick Scott has sent a letter to the U.S. Ambassador to China, David Perdue, asking him to hold China accountable for their role in the fentanyl crisis. Scott wants Perdue to ensure that Chinese companies comply with U.S. laws and to enhance inspections of products entering the U.S. from China.
Governor DeSantis putting the spotlight on Alligator Alcatraz, the new immigration detention center being built down in the Everglades. DeSantis says Florida is stepping up to help increase deportations. Democrats are now calling the move cruel. State Senator Chevron Jones.
This has nothing to do with public safety. As a matter of fact, it's a state-sponsored cruelty. And history will remember who spoke up.
Okay, Governor DeSantis and Attorney General James Uthmeyer say the facility is necessary to handle the volume of illegal immigrants entering the state. The center is expected to open as soon as Tuesday.
And the Florida National Guard will deploy dozens of members to a new immigration detention center in the Everglades. We're talking about the alligator Alcatraz still here. State officials say the facility will be able to hold up to 5,000 detainees. And one of the numbers that we heard last hour, Chris, was allegedly 200,000 alligators, give or take, we'll say.
Sure, got to feed them.
And yes, that is due to open this upcoming Tuesday.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Two people were arrested during a hearing about a collaboration between Miami-Dade County officers and ICE. 7 News down in Miami. Joe Rotes has the details.
36-year-old Camilo Ramos was arrested and now faces charges of battery on a law enforcement officer and resisting arrest. 25-year-old Z Spicer was also arrested, accused of trying to interfere with Ramos as she was taken away. Ramos was seen trying to speak on an agenda item regarding an agreement between local law enforcement and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, a proposal that would let the county hold immigration detainees in jail for up to 48 hours. The commission's chair, Anthony Rodriguez, was explaining he would block any further comment on the issue. Then, the chaotic confrontation, as Ramos insisted on speaking.
Florida state government might be taking action against the state's most populated city now that it plans to extend terms for local officials and hold elections a full year later. A little bit of, maneuvering going on here. Eben Brown reports from Miami.
Despite warnings from Florida's Attorney General, Miami's city commissioners voted 3-2 to extend their terms and that of Miami's mayor by a full year in order to push city elections to 2026.
We are not canceling an election. There is a 2025 election that is happening that will contain ballot initiatives.
Commissioner Damian Pardo says it's legal, even though the state says it violates charter rules. Commissioner Joe Carollo voted no.
What the Attorney General of Florida stated, that's illegal.
Those in favor say holding city elections at the same time as elections for state officers and congressional midterms will drive voter turnout up. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 523 News Radio 92.3. There was a slight spike in inflation last month. Jenny Casola following the story for us today.
The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index rose 0.1% in May, as expected. Core PCE, excluding food and energy, was slightly higher, up 0.2. For the year ending in May, the PCE up 2.3% and core PCE rose 2.7%. The annual readings are up slightly from April, but still in a range of modest inflation. Americans cut back on some spending. Personal consumption declined 0.1%. Paychecks shrank. Personal incomes declined 0.4%. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
Stocks ending up today, closing at an all-time high, bouncing back on tariff fears. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks ending higher with both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching record highs on rate cut and trade deal optimism. The latest reading of the Fed's preferred inflation gauge showed that price increases accelerated in May. Fed Chair Jerome Powell has stressed that an uptick in price pressures could lead to a rate cut sooner than later. On the trade front, the U.S. and China have reached an agreement on a trade deal framework that could speed up exports of rare earths from China. The Dow winners, Nike, Boeing, and American Express. The Dow decliners, Microsoft, IBM, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow rising 432 points, the NASDAQ higher by 106, S&P 500 up 32. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I sure am. Luckily, not too much to dig into here, Chris. That's how it's been the bulk of this afternoon. Do have some backups on I-10 developing if you're traveling eastbound towards Highway 29, but it's not too severe at this time. A worst-looking spot, still Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 76 tonight. The next several days are going to have highs sitting at just about 90 degrees, maybe a little bit under, with pretty decent chances of rainfall. Saturday has a 70% chance throughout the day, and Sunday has an 80% chance.
Animal lovers will have a slight problem with this story this afternoon. An Egyptian national was deported after kicking a dog at Dulles International Airport in Washington. Bob Bernard at the airport has the details this afternoon.
Tuesday morning, a man who had just arrived from Egypt kicked a canine that had paused to inspect his luggage. That man was arrested on the spot. He's 70-year-old Hamid Ali Marie. At his first court appearance, he pled guilty to willfully and maliciously harming a police animal. He was sentenced to time served in jail, plus 1 year's probation, was ordered to pay the $840 vet bill, and leave the country. The dog Marie admits to kicking is a Customs and Border Protection beagle named Freddie, his handler, Agent Snyder. Freddie is 5 years old and trained at sniffing out illegal agricultural contraband.
And President Trump throwing a lifeline to GOP senators working through his big, beautiful bill. The spending measure is facing headwinds as Republicans race against the clock to meet Trump's July 4th deadline to get it passed and signed. Today, Trump told reporters that the July deadline was not the end all. He added that he recognizes some Republicans against the bill in its present form are committed and are under a lot of pressure.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.7. 92.3. Listen, I got to tell you something. I got to tell you this. You know, we get some strange stories through here. Okay. Really do. A tense standoff shut down a busy Texas highway Thursday afternoon. Ooh. You got to hear this one. Here's Ted Linder.
It all began after authorities say a 64-year-old woman intentionally crashed into an 18-wheeler before pulling out a lawn chair and sitting down in the middle of I-45 armed with a revolver and refused to move. That sparked a five-hour negotiation. The woman, who has a history of mental illness, held the gun to her head as crisis teams worked to defuse the situation. It was her daughter's arrival that helped bring a peaceful end. No one was hurt. Officials say the woman will receive mental health treatment. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And several reports say Andrew Cuomo will stay on the general election ballot for New York City mayor as an independent. It means that even if the ex-governor doesn't mount a serious general election campaign, he'll siphon votes away from Mayor Eric Adams, who's also running as an independent. That's good news for Democratic Socialist contender Zohran Mamdani. Cuomo was defeated by Mamdani in the Democratic primary earlier this week.
Yeah, Mamdani really wants Cuomo to stay in that race. Because the power...
All it can do is help him.
It will dilute Adams' power and then Cuomo's power, and then he'll, the socialist, crazy guy up there, will have a pretty good shot at it. The Supreme Court has upheld one state law meant to make it harder for minors to view online pornography. Jessica Rosenthal has the story.
A majority of Supreme Court justices sided with a Texas law that requires websites containing pornography to verify visitors' ages. The companies that own the websites sued and said this requirement infringes on the free speech rights of adults. The justices had to consider if strict scrutiny applied here, which would have meant a higher burden on the state of Texas to prove the law was narrowly tailored and that there was a compelling interest for it. The justices decided 6-3 that such heightened scrutiny was not needed here, that this Texas law only incidentally burdened the protected speech of adults, as the intent is to protect minors. The more liberal justices Kagan, Sotomayor, and Jackson dissented. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is revealing the new name for a Navy ship that was originally named by President Biden after a gay rights icon. You may remember this story. USNS Harvey Milk is being renamed to the USNS Oscar V. Peterson. Hegseth said that we're taking the politics out of the ship naming and renamed the ship after a U.S. Navy Congressional Medal of Honor recipient.
Ham operators from the Santa Rosa Amateur Emergency Service Team are going to participate in a national amateur radio exercise. Happens tomorrow and Sunday. The ARIS team will operate from the Black Skimmer Pavilion on Navarre Beach. The location provides the team with an opportunity to test field their equipment and help them prepare for deployment. Sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Angelo Bavar. The U.S. ending trade talks with Canada over its digital services tax on large foreign technology companies. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett joining Fox Business's Kudlow.
We spoke with the Prime Minister about this at the G7 meeting last week. We urged them to delay, you know, they were setting a multi-billion dollar tax bill to our big high-tech companies on the 30th of June. And we said delay it for 30 days while we're negotiating, and they refused to.
President Trump praising the Supreme Court's decision limiting nationwide injunctions by lower court judges. The president says those injunctions were in abuse of power. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team.
The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Explore a wide range of local and fresh produce at the Saturday Farmers Market in Navarre from 10 till 2 at South 87 and Segura Corner. Summer Saturdays, live band performances continue with free shows from noon till 4 at The Garden at Perfect Lane on Garden Street. This week, check out the band Caviar Waves. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
All right, well, after more than 8 years and $3 million, Mariners Landing and Gulf Breeze is officially back open. The park, under the three-mile bridge, was closed back in 2017. Using the new features at the park will cost you if you're not a Gulf Breeze resident, such as having to pay for parking. While the park is open, it is still a work in progress. The seawall, still under construction as well. The city is also working to add a kayak launch, artwork, and additional landscaping.
And the second story this afternoon, if you plan to blow up fireworks in the city of Pensacola this 4th of July, don't even think about it. Pensacola Ordinance 14368 confirming it is unlawful to explode fireworks unless the controlled explosions are performed under the control of the city. If you live outside the city of Pensacola, launching fireworks, absolutely legal. Knock yourself out. Just be careful of existing noise ordinances. And what I mean is, if your neighbors complain, you might get a visit. Hello, local law enforcement.
If that's not picked up on the mic, he's knocking on the table to imply knocking on
the
door.
Hello, anybody in there?
All right, and your third and final top story this afternoon. A tropical disturbance in the northwestern Caribbean Sea popped up last night. The area of disorganized showers is expected to move into the Bay of Campeche tomorrow, where an area of low pressure could form. National Hurricane Center forecasters confirm tropical development over the Gulf of America is unfavorable for the next 7 days.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Scambia firefighters engaging in additional safety training here and locally. The course takes aim on high-rise rescues, local firefighter Eric Wheaton.
You know, these members definitely get a lot of work, and they work really hard, and so training to meet those expectations of the community is what's important, and it's why I enjoy coming to departments like this that, you know, they're hard workers, and they enjoy this training that we offer, and it's only going to just, you know, go back and give back to their community and better serve their community.
Firefighters working on certifications and skills using specialty equipment such as those tower ladders in the back of the truck, the big extension ladders.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff happening.
For sure. And speaking of good things happening around here, the Escambia County School Board has initiated plans for a new performing arts auditorium at Tate High School. This follows the recent approval of a $20 million auditorium for Escambia High School, which will serve as a model. Construction on the Escambia High facility is set to begin in July and take about 16 months to complete, while details on a timeline for Tate Highs remain rather limited.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update. The NBA draft is over. The NHL draft starts tonight. I'm Jared Max. Winter sports draft season continues one evening after the NBA wrapped up its draft with the second round. The National Hockey League will open its entry draft this evening at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles. Like the NBA draft, which saw the Dallas Mavericks win the draft lottery despite a small chance to do so, the New York Islanders will pick first in the NHL draft tonight. New York moved up 9 spots in the draft lottery. After the Islanders pick tonight, the San Jose Sharks will be next, followed by the Chicago Blackhawks, Utah Mammoth, and Nashville Predators, who with the Philadelphia Flyers have 3 selections in the first round. Last year, players from 6 countries outside of North America were drafted in the first round. In the first round of the NBA draft, players were picked from 9 countries outside of North America Wednesday. Second round of the NBA draft last night opened with another trade. The Phoenix Suns acquired the 31st pick from the Minnesota Timberwolves and selected St. Joseph's forward Rashear Fleming. The Philadelphia 76ers got All-American forward Jani Broome with the 35th pick. Based on initial voting by fans, Aaron Judge of the Yankees and Shohei Ohtani of the Dodgers named to the All-Star Game July 15th in Atlanta on Fox. Yesterday, Ohtani hit his National League leading 28th home run. The Dodgers beat the Rockies 3-1. Baseball's all-time home runs leader, Barry Bonds, is going to be honored with a statue outside of Oracle Park in San Francisco. Bonds played the last 15 seasons of his 22-year career in San Francisco. The most accurate field goal kicker in NFL history, Justin Tucker, formerly of the Baltimore Ravens, was suspended for the first 10 weeks of next season for having violated the league's personal conduct policy. 35-year-old kicker has been accused of sexual misconduct by 16 massage therapists. Tucker was released by the Ravens last month. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and keeping with the sports theme here, do have some big news for some NASCAR fans. The green flag waves for the inaugural NASCAR Cup Series in-season challenge on Saturday. The field battles in the Quaker State 400 from Echo Park Speedway. The 5-race bracket-style tournament includes 32 drivers seeded by their best finishes over the last 3 Cup Series races. Denny Hamlin's the top overall seed, while last weekend's Poconos winner Chase Briscoe is in second.
Okay, third event of the Blizzard Series at Five Flags. Racing starts. It's going to be a big night of racing tonight. I think they got 6 different divisions or so rolling out there. Tim Bryant pretty proud of this lineup. They open the gates up at 5:30. They open the gates up. Racing starts at 7:30 tonight out on Pine Forest Road. Pensacola back above playing 500 ball with a record of 37-35 in the 25 season. The Wahoos brought out the big bats again Thursday, posting a 10-6 win over Chattanooga. Pensacola is back on the road again tonight, game 4 of the 6-game series against the Lookouts. First pitch taking place in about a half an hour from right now, about 6:15. Look ahead at the NHL draft. That, too, happening tonight. Busy evening for Friday. Jared Max has the latest.
Draft season continues for Winter Pro Sports Leagues. One evening after the NBA wrapped up its draft with the second round, the National Hockey League will open its entry draft this evening at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles. Like in the NBA, which saw the Dallas Mavericks win the draft lottery despite a small chance to do so, the New York Islanders will pick first in the NHL draft. New York moved up 9 spots in the lottery. After the Islanders pick, the Sharks are next, followed by the Blackhawks, the Utah Mammoth, and Nashville Predators, who with the Philadelphia Flyers have 3 selections in the first round. Last year, players from 6 countries outside of North America were drafted in the first round. In the NBA draft this week, players were picked from 9 countries in the first round outside of North America. Jared Max, Fox News.
540 News Radio 92.3. There is even more fallout from this year's Super Bowl halftime show, and now someone has been placed under arrest. John Saucier has more.
A performer at Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime performance in February has been arrested after holding up a Sudanese flag with the message "Sudan and Free Gaza" during the February 9th performance. The 41-year-old is now being held on charges of resisting an officer and disturbing the peace by interruption of a lawful assembly. The man reportedly did not comply with police commands to stop. State police say troopers began investigating shortly after the game at the Superdome in New Orleans and found he deviated from his assigned role and disrupted the halftime show by running across the field with the flag. He was tackled by several men in suits at that time. John Saucier, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is a sports machine, Sean Levine, with a Sports Minute sponsored by Fisher Investments. Isn't it obvious that at this point, Kevin Durant is the definition of fool's gold? Back when he was with the Thunder, he was great, won championships with Golden State, but he hasn't been the same guy since Brooklyn, and certainly not in Phoenix. And somehow the Houston Rockets said, you know what? We'll take a shot on that guy, Kevin Durant. Fool's gold. I'm the sports machine, Sean Levine.
Saving for retirement was tough enough for us.
Yes, and navigating markets can be challenging at times.
I understand. That's why at Fisher Investments, we take a disciplined approach with your investments.
Tell us more about that.
We take an active approach to money management, positioning your portfolio for opportunities we see ahead.
So all your clients get the same portfolio?
No. We tailor your portfolio to your individual goals and needs.
What about communication? We don't like being left in the dark.
We check in regularly to keep you informed on the markets and your portfolio.
Which means you'll help us stay on track.
Yes. Our goal is your comfortable retirement. And as a fiduciary, we always put your interests first. Because we do better when you do better. At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Here's today's health news.
543 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Social media's impact on teen drug use actually getting a lot of attention this afternoon. Here's the latest in House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. A new study sheds light on the impact social media has on influencing teens to use cannabis or e-cigarettes. The study from the Keck School of Medicine of the University of Southern California reveals teens who view social media posts online that show people using cannabis or e-cigarettes have a higher chance of starting to use those substances. It found that TikTok was the social media platform that was most likely to show posts with users taking part in cannabis or e-cigs. In 2024, the FDA and CDC said youth e-cigarette use is on the decline. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
And we got a lot about vaccines here lately. RFK Jr.'s panel of vaccine experts voting to recommend a new vaccine aimed to protect babies from RSV. The Influenza shot was approved earlier this month by the FDA, and it's one step closer to being widely available ahead of the RSV season. A second unanimous vote earned the shot a recommendation to be included in the Vaccines for Children program.
The new members of the top vaccine advisory panel at the Centers for Disease Control will recommend against vaccines using a controversial ingredient. Even Brown has more on the story.
The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is endorsing this fall's flu shots, but only if they're free of thimerosal, a long-used preservative that contains mercury and had been suspected to cause autism in children, a theory not yet proved. This is the decision of the panel with new members appointed by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr., who has made vaccine policy and vaccine safety a key issue. The committee only provides recommendations and is not a creator of policy. The U.S. Senate has yet to confirm President Trump's nominee to lead the CDC. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okay, it is 5:45. Afternoon slipping by here, of course. This is News Radio 92.3. Austin Price. Taking a look at our weather and local traffic together today.
Absolutely. Do have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That's really been the Lord of the Manor, if you will, this afternoon. Outside of that, we just got some backups on I-10 eastbound if you're getting off of Pine Forest Road, trying to travel eastbound towards Highway 29. Outside of those two spots, though, it's pretty tame out there. As for your local weather, 84 degrees, low of 76. Going to have some rainfall chances over the course of the next several days. And the highs on your weekend and at the start of your next work week will be sitting at right at or just under 90 degrees.
Okay, here's a snapshot of the local picture. More relief for some areas under a heat dome earlier this week, but not all of them. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
A much-needed break from the extreme heat is here for sections of the upper Midwest and Northeast as a cold front helped knock back temperatures from 100 degrees to the 70s today. However, not everyone is feeling relief as there are still heat advisories for the Ohio, Tennessee, and Mississippi valleys where above-average temperatures and humidity will be dangerous for a long period of time outside. Showers and thunderstorms ongoing over the eastern U.S. and the Plain States. Heavy rain in some areas could cause flash flooding, especially over the Mid-Atlantic region and the Appalachians. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
All right, News Radio 92.3, just want to give you an update. Got these numbers for you a little bit before we came on air today. Mortgage rate numbers I'm talking about. So if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, these could might be a determining factor for you. Those numbers still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting. Average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.72%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 5.96%. And with that said, there is a red flag in the housing market. Hillary Barsky has those details.
More turmoil in the already troubled housing market. An uptick in home purchase agreements falling through before they're finalized. Around 6% of pending contracts were canceled in May. That's down from 7% in April, but up from 5% from last May, according to the National Association of Realtors. On a separate note, Redfin found that 14.6% of all pending sales in May fell out of contract. That's up 14% from the previous year and the highest cancellation rate for May going back to at least 8 years. The trend highlights how home buyers can end up not inking deals due to unexpected costs, changes in their credit, employment, or financial status, among other reasons. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump says the United States is immediately terminating all discussions on trade with Canada in response to Ottawa's decision to impose a digital services tax on American tech firms. Trump's surprise announcement on Truth Social accused Canada of, quote, copying the European Union with the egregious tax. Nike shares soaring more than 15% today after the company says the worst of its struggles are now behind them. Yesterday, Nike reiterating it would take the biggest financial hit from its turnaround plan during the quarter, soothing investors who worried that the president's tariff hikes on key Nike manufacturing countries like China and Vietnam would end the company's comeback. Stocks ended the week higher on Wall Street today with the Dow up 1%, the S&P 500 at record territory once again, and NASDAQ both up 0.5%. That's Your Money Now.
News Radio 92.3, some New York City grocery stores are expressing concern today over a plan by socialist mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani to run a pilot program of city-owned grocery stores. They're really concerned about this up there. Madison Allworth reporting from Manhattan this afternoon.
They're saying they might have to move or close down shop if Mamdani wins. And that's because the mayoral candidate wants to open up government-run grocery stores that wouldn't have to pay rent or property taxes and would be able to provide low-cost groceries because they would be funded by raising taxes on corporations and high-income earners. Supporters of the move say this will help bring down the cost of food in New York City, which has seen a huge run-up, an increase of over 25% for food costs since 2019. But grocery store owners say those higher prices are not happening because they're taking home more money. In fact, profit margins in 2023 were just 1.6%.
You know, I was hearing some talk about groceries there, so we'll stick with that theme. Walmart accused of firing African-American workers with criminal records. A class action lawsuit was filed yesterday in federal court in Chicago. A rally was held this morning at Federal Plaza in downtown Chicago. Some workers say they worked for a subcontractor for years but were let go when Walmart took over and did background checks.
It'll happen. That's what the background checks are for safety purposes. I'm kind of surprised about that story. Fox Business getting an inside look at the preparations for President Trump's Golden Dome, a proposed missile protection system inspired by the Israelis' Iron Dome. Jeff Locke has more from Utah.
The GEM-63 solid rocket booster. That's used primarily in space launches. But you know, Golden Dome is going to be a space-based defense system. And yesterday they tested the biggest, most powerful solid rocket booster built to date. And we were there for it. I spoke exclusively with the president of the Space Division of Northrop Grumman. He says even though the bill has just been introduced this week in Congress, he thinks things could happen very fast.
Golden Dome is going to need small, medium, and large solid rocket motors, and we have the capacity today.
We're talking about Golden Dome, space-based, unlike Iron Dome in Israel, which is ground-based. And, of course, Israel is about the size of New Jersey.
Well, Windows users be awful to you have your attention here. You're soon going to be free of the most scary things you could see on your computers. You know what that is, don't you? The blue screen.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Eben Brown.
The Verge reports Microsoft will eliminate what PC users have long named the blue screen of death, the error screen displayed when a computer running Windows hopelessly crashes, triggering a restart. The error message displayed against an entire screen of blue dates back to the 1980s and the earliest version of Windows, which could crash if it detected a non-compliant version of the old DOS or disk operating system. But the ridding of the blue screen doesn't mean a ridding of fatal Windows errors. Microsoft will now give the error screen a black background instead. Eben Brown, Fox News.
5:52 on the dot. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with your final check of the roads and weather for this hour, along with some pop culture notes and some frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Papi, walking around our block is like walking around the world.
How do you mean?
My friend Kayla's from India, Lily's from China, and Beza's from Ethiopia.
We're lucky we live in a diverse community where people from different backgrounds live in the same neighborhood.
I like it.
To learn more about how the Fair Housing Act promotes diversity, visit hud.gov/fairhousing. The Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, and familial status. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar pulled pork sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed. Stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3, and he might have some word on that transition situation from the 110 freeway over to Davis Highway. I see a little bit of backup over your left shoulder there, sir.
Yeah, that'll be the first thing I look at here. It does look like we have an accident reported there. I don't know if that's what we're dealing with, but we do have a wave of congestion sitting there, so we'll keep an eye on that for you. Outside of that spot, the main problem for us all afternoon had been some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Highway 87, but while there is still a wave of congestion there, it has seemingly taken a pretty good hit, so there's some good news for you this evening. As for the weather, it's 84 degrees, low of 76. Got some rainfall chances tonight and over the course of the next several days, bleeding into your next work week, and the highs for all of those days are sitting either right at or just below 90 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez will say I do as part of a three-day wedding extravaganza in Venice. Stephanie Bennett has more from London.
Tom Brady, Leonardo DiCaprio, Kardashians, Oprah, Ivanka Trump, and the Queen of Jordan are amongst the many celebrities attending the lavish wedding of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. The Venetian wedding is estimated to cost around $40 to $50 million. And while wedding planners insist that they're being respectful, protesters are adamant that the couple and their 200 guests are not welcome. Protesting under the banner No Space for Bezos and denouncing him for paying insufficient taxes. But Venice's mayor says the event will bring a welcomed economic boost. And instead of gifts, they want their guests to donate to Venetian organizations. In London, Stephanie Bennett, Fox News.
And Cameron is currently in the middle of writing a memoir for publishing giant Simon & Schuster after signing a $750,000 deal. The book will chronicle the rapper's rise in hip-hop and late career pivot to being a media personality for his own talk shows. It will also take fans behind the scenes of some iconic moments throughout his career in life. In a statement, Cam said he's hoping the book will be released in February of next year. The memoir does not have a title just yet.
A prolific film composer who wrote one of the best-known TV show themes died yesterday. Carmen Roberts is following the story for us.
The composer from Argentina, Lalo Schifrin, who wrote the theme for Mission Impossible and more than 100 other arrangements for film and TV, has died. Schifrin won 4 Grammys and was nominated for 6 Oscars, 5 of them for original score, including the film Cool Hand Luke. Schifrin once said every movie has its own personality and that the movie dictates what the music will be. His son says Schifrin died peacefully at his home in Los Angeles from complications of pneumonia. Schifrin was 93. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And since we're talking about films, the racing drama F1 and horror film Megan 2.0 are both off to good starts at the box office. The Formula One movie starring Brad Pitt made $10 million in advance previews. Meanwhile, the horror sequel about murderous robots made $1.5 million from Thursday previews. F1 expected to make between $35 and $60 million this weekend, while Megan 2 is aiming for $20 million in its debut. The racing drama will likely take first place with Megan battling it out with How to Train Your Dragon for second.
The third and final season of Squid Game premieres on Netflix. Michelle Pollino all over this story for us.
The hit Korean series Squid Game returns with Ji-hoon, player 456, the sole winner of the original deadly tournament, stepping back into the game's shadowy world, still haunted by the events of season 2. He's determined to uncover who's really behind the operation and to put an end to it once and for all. The season opens in the wake of a failed rebellion. Ji-hoon, grieving the loss of key allies, must decide whether to continue as a pawn in the game or become a player with a purpose. New characters, higher stakes, and more twisted competitions await. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And the jury in Sean Diddy Combs' sex crimes trial in NYC will begin deliberations on Monday. The defense gave its closing arguments earlier today, with the prosecution giving its rebuttal. Combs faces charges of racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution. And, of course, he's pleaded not guilty to all of those charges.
All right, News Radio 92.3. I always like wrapping up the hour here with a positive story here. Ascension Sacred Heart has a new staff member. Birdie, a golden retriever, will provide comfort and support to pediatric patients moving through the pre-op care process. She joins 5 other golden retrievers that work for patients at the hospital. That's a good story. Coming up in about 12 minutes or so, we'll have all the news you want to hear on News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on today.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.